importance of massive socialization to prospective travelers to ensure the smoothness and safety of Eid al-Fitr holiday 2025. She conveyed after reviewing the readiness of the Jakarta Cikampek toll road in Karawang, West Java. Randy emphasized the need to increase the sensitivity of e-toll touch screens at toll booths to speed up transactions and avoid congestion. She also encouraged the provision of e-toll tolling booths at rest areas with the support of CRIF and M-Banking. Reni asked the toll road business entity to ensure there are no potholes on the toll road and prohibit road repairs during the return flow. She urged travelers to ensure vehicle operability and obey traffic rules and follow traffic rules. Reni also reminded no vehicle should be parked carelessly on the shoulder of the toll road. Moving on to Indonesian Consumer Organization invites all parties to work together to implement consumer protection and sustainability. Education Division of the organization, Anjani Widya Hemasita, stated, it also requires environmental policies that pay attention to the aspect of affordability. In the VOI Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, Hemasita also encouraged public awareness of the importance of consumer protection. In addition, according to her, global collaboration is also needed to create a sustainable lifestyle.
With the commitment from the government to a net zero emission in 2060, I think the consumer protection and sustainability must go hand in hand. And ensuring that environmental policies also address affordability, like I mentioned before, like solar panel is more affordable for us. It should be in group of collaboration in a lot of sectors in Indonesia, and it depends also with the strong regulation from the government. It also needs more awareness from our consumers. And we need a collaboration too with a global industry and global government to have a regulation and make a more sustainability lifestyle in the next year or maybe next.
March 15 is commemorated as World Consumer Rights Day. This year, the commemoration takes the theme A Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle, which highlights the need for an equitable shift toward sustainability. Hemasita also stated, sustainability is a fundamental consumer right, as stated at the Indonesia's Consumer Protection Law. She says all consumer has rights to access to safe, environmentally and friendly products. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended a panel discussion with rectors and leaders of public and private universities at a presidential palace in Jakarta on Thursday. Vice Rector for Student Affairs and Alumni University of Bengkulu in Sumatra's Bengkulu province, Chandra Irawan, shared several points he found interesting from the discussion. Among them was Prabowo's decision to implement budget efficiency, which Prabowo believes can minimize leaks in the state budget.
Beliau menginginkan kebocoran-kebocoran.
The president emphasized the need to minimize leaks in the state budget, and his move to streamline budgets across ministries and institutions has saved hundreds of trillions. I think this has a very positive impact, especially if the savings are used to provide facilities and support Indonesia's progress.
Memberikan fasilitas, kemudian membangun ya demi kemajuan negara Indonesia.
Irawan also highlighted Prabowo's optimism that his administration would maximize utilization of Indonesia's natural resources for the welfare of the people. He is confident Prabowo's government will lead Indonesia toward a brighter future. The Indonesian government strives to implement budget streamlining across various ministries and state institutions, including in higher education. This has led to several impacts, including cuts to non-essential expenditures and energy-saving measures. Governor of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, led the ceremony to commemorate 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta at the Mandala Krida Stadium on Thursday morning. The celebration was held through a flag ceremony and governor's speech at a plenary meeting in the legislature. After the ceremony, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X told journalists he hopes for the full support of the community to actively fuel development in Yogyakarta with positive things.
Ya, saya kira saya perlu bantuan teman-teman media ya.
I think I need help from my friends in the media, how today's events can become an event not only talking about history, but also, as I said earlier, how community participation is subject in building the future of Jogja.
Itu juga menjadi subjek di dalam membangun Jogja masa depan.
The Sultan also hopes for innovation and creativity from the community in developing Yogyakarta without having to rely solely on government assistance.
Tidak hanya menjagakan pemerintah, tapi bagaimana masyarakatnya yang kreatif, inovatif gitu.
Not only relying on the government, but how the community is creative, innovative, to be able to feel a sense of comfort and security. The community also needs to participate.
Bisa menjadi subjek di dalam proses untuk tantangan masa depan.
In the commemoration of the 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta this year, the theme was Jogja Tumata Tuwuh Ngrembaka, which means Yogyakarta is increasingly organized, continues to grow, and also protects all community entities in it. Well, listeners, those are the news. Next, today's commentary titled Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle for All, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today it's on Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle for All. March the 15th is celebrated every year as International Consumer Day. This year, the theme is A Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle. It is very relevant for Indonesia, a country with a large population and abundant natural resources. Indonesia has an important role in the transition to a sustainable lifestyle, but it is also faces various challenges, especially related to access to environmentally friendly products and existing social disparities. In Indonesia, sustainable products are often more expensive and only accessible to certain groups. Meanwhile, many people, especially those in remote areas, don't have any sufficient access to information or choices of environmentally friendly products. This shows that sustainability must be a right for all levels of society, not just those who can afford it. The world needs to understand that Indonesia, as a developing country that is taking steps towards becoming a developed country, needs support in creating a more just transition. Developed countries have a big role to play in helping Indonesia through technical transfer, funding, and policies that support more inclusive sustainability. Indonesia needs wider access to environmentally friendly technologies so that this transition doesn't only benefit a few people. Consumer education is also very important. The public needs to be given a better understanding of how a sustainable lifestyle can be easily implemented without sacrificing personal economy. The transition towards this must involve all consumers, regardless of social or economic status. Only in this way can a more just and sustainable world be created, not only for Indonesia, but also for the entire planet. That was commentary.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur.
an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
That is better in every day, but then I feel it that you be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in outer space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feel me right. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be met in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purwo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purwo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with 6 levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purwo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purwo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Indonesian athlete Siti Najwa won a gold medal in the specialty solo dance sport category at the 2025 Winter Olympics World Games held at the Palazzo delle Feste, Bardonecchia, Italy on Thursday. In addition to winning gold, Indonesia's representative Anastasia Aresienan Buariat secured a bronze medal, followed by Muhammad Aden Aryadipa, who secured fourth place in the same category. The Special Olympics event is an international sports tournament for individuals with intellectual disabilities. The aim of this event is to encourage inclusion, participation, and development. It also focuses on the spirit of togetherness and provides an opportunity for each athlete to compete in a category that suits their abilities.
Sahabat, jangan sampai kau terlambat. Taubatlah taubat, wahai sahabat, jangan sampai kau tersesat. Jangan ulangi kesalahan lagi, sesungguhnya kita akan merugi. Jangan ulangi kebodohan lagi, sesungguhnya Allah mengetahui. Hidup di dunia hanya sementara, hidup di dunia tak akan lama. Alam akhirat yang menanti kita, di alam akhirat kita abadi di sana. Jangan terbuai, jangan terlena, jangan terlupa dan sadari. Jangan sampai kau terlambat. Taubatlah taubat, wahai sahabat, jangan sampai kau tersesat. Jangan ulangi kesalahan lagi, sesungguhnya kita akan merugi. Jangan ulangi kebodohan lagi, sesungguhnya di dunia hanya sementara, hidup di dunia tak akan lama, alam akhir.
Voice of Indonesia.
Benderaku hadiah dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong lawan senjata song-song penjajah tolak menyerah salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah oh sekarang berbeda Indonesia merdeka kau dan aku tak sama jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa ayo clubber ayo dangdutter juga penggemar Super Junior jangan check shot jangan berdengker let's make up the war
merah putih
Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Every day I'm dangdutan.
Lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topic dunia. Hingga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan tersaka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia ini. Merah
still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's edition comes with the title Badendam Bertan Traditions from Maluku. Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Hala Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire population must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing tradition with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the new year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities, at the same time, strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens, starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity. As the name suggests, Badendang at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gather. Meanwhile, the Hala Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that the Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rattan and also has a length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Terima kasih. Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian blogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil.
Which means childhood.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Hanya. Hanya.
Which means only.
Bisa bermain. Bisa bermain.
Which means can play.
Dengan. Dengan.
Which means with.
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik. Dari plastik.
Which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki.
Which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal. Terkenal.
Which means famous.
Sebagai. Sebagai.
Which means as.
Tempat konservasi. Tempat konservasi.
Which means conservation site.
Penyu. Penyu.
Which means turtle.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung.
Which means visitor.
Anak-anak. Anak-anak.
Which means children.
Berinteraksi. Berinteraksi.
Which means to interact.
Tukik. Tukik.
Which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu. Anak penyu.
Which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru. Seru.
Which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix and. For example,
mobil-mobilan. mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan. Rumah-rumahan.
Which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species prefer sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu benuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involve in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Jakarta から Korewa Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id より LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. Kyo, watashi Isan ga 1 jikan no Nihongo hosou o okuri itashimasu. Kyo wa news, Indonesia no ongaku, sore tomo iroiro na Indonesia no jouhou o otodoke shimasu. Tsugi wa news wo otsutai shimasu. Shiki tsuzuki shuhasu 332kHz ya 4755kHz kara Voice of Indonesia no hosou o okiki kudasai. リスナー皆さん、ニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。国家開発計画長官は、インドネシア国家中期開発計画は、課題への対応と国家プログラムの支援を目的に策定されたと発表したことについてお伝えします。インドネシア国家開発計画大臣、ラハマット・バンブディ・シーは、2025年から2029年のインドネシア国家中期開発計画は、発展目標を達成するために実施され、大統領のビジョンともに前進し、2045年の黄金のインドネシアへに沿っていると述べました。3月13日木曜日にジャカルタで開催された国会第11委員会との作業会議において、同氏はこの開発目標には貧困消滅から経済成長までが含まれると説明しました。また、この開発計画は、この課題に対応し、国家プログラムの実施を支援するために策定されたと述べました。
RPJMN diarahkan untuk mencapai beberapa sasaran.
RPJMN は貧困消滅、人材の質向上、持続可能な高成長経済の実現を含むいくつかの開発目標を達成することを目的としています。さらに外交政策や環境面での目標も強化されています。国家の優先事項には大統領の17の優先プログラムが含まれ、様々な分野の開発計画や迅速な成果を出すためにクイックウィンスプログラムが策定されています。これらの取り組みは課題への迅速かつ的確な対応を通じ、国家開発プログラムの実施を支える強硬な構造を構築することを目的としています。さらに、ラハマット・バンブディ大臣は2045年黄金のインドネシアビジョンが若い世代による開発支援の重要性を強調していると述べました。同氏によれば、インドネシアの若者はこれまで築かれてきた基盤の上で共通の決意を持ち、2045年までに先進国と肩を並べる国を実現する必要があります。一方、国家第11委員会の指導者モハマド・ハイカル・シーは、作成される計画はグローバル経済、社会、環境、地政学の複雑化する課題に対応できるものではなければならないと指摘しました。そのため、中期開発計画に盛り込まれる政策は、適応力があり、革新的で、包摂的かつ持続可能な発展を目指すべきだと述べました。それでは次のニュースです。政府は、無料健康診断に34兆ルピアを予算化することについてお伝えします。政府は、無料健康診断プログラムまたはペカゲに34兆ルピアの予算を割り当て、乳幼児、子供、若者、大人、 高齢者を対象に医療サービスを提供します。2025年3月6日までに全国8885箇所の地域保健センター、またはプスケスマスで合計415,211 人がこのプログラムを利用し、大半は成人層でした。ペカゲイはプラブースビアント大統領の保健分野における取り組みの一環であり、2025年2月末までに総額179兆ルピアが投じられました。この予算はペカゲイのほか、病院の質の向上、結核の早期発見、9680万人の低所得者向け国民健康保険の支援にも当てられています。それでは最後のニュースです。文化省はプチャンアン碑文のインドネシア帰還を計画することについてお伝えします。文化省はインドからプチャンアン碑文を返還するための戦略を策定しているが、西ベンガル州政府の承認を待っている状況です。この間に政府はインドネシアの協力を得て、プランバナン寺院の再生プロジェクトを進める予定です。また、インドネシア政府は、オランダやドイツと、ホモエレクトゥスの化石返還について協議しており、さらにイギリスにある異物を特定し、段階的に本国へ戻す計画を進めています。リスの皆さん、これでニュースを終わります。イーさんが伝えました。
Voice of Indonesia。
Cari tanpa hati yang luka, cinta saya.